Hi, I'm Seltefil from the Update Computer Club, and I want to tell you a little bit about the problem we have with our collection of historic computers. Unfortunately, I could not be here today, or otherwise I would have loved to talk to you vintage computing fans at the vintage computing meetup this evening in the bar area. So what is Update? Update was founded as a student club. Now my neighbor started drilling. I'm very sorry for the background noise. It was founded at Uppsala University in Sweden already in the 1980s. And its aim is to promote interest in and broaden knowledge about the field of computing. It is located in the basement of the IT department and at the moment has about 80 to 90 members. Most of the members are students, but there are also a lot of alumni that are still in touch with Update. What does Update do? We have several rooms. Some of them are used for students for working on their homework and exchanging knowledge. And we have a library there as well. And we use our spaces to organize lectures, conferences, workshops. And our computers are also shown to the public in exhibitions. And of course, we also have social activities. We have a server hall where we run both modern and historic hardware. Here you can see our rooms. This is the terminal hall where we sit and hang out and talk about computer stuff. And there is also one of our very special collection items, ELSA, the PDP-12. What you can see here is the server room. It is about 32 square meters big. Not all of the computers there are running 24/7. Some of the old computers are online only sometimes. And here in the hallway, we have an exhibition about some of the computers, but we also have exhibitions in other rooms of the university and also sometimes in completely different locations. And then back here, we have several storage rooms. Our computer collection contains basically everything from microcomputer to entry-level supercomputers, and it also spans a very long time frame. The earliest items are from the 60s, and we even got one IBM 026 key punch from 1949 recently. We don't just have the computers, but we also have software, documentation, peripherals, everything you need to actually use the computers. And we try to keep them running. So we sometimes replace modules or solder things that broke. So yes, we actively use these things. We don't just put them there to collect dust. And we would like to run a small computer museum in the future where we can present running computers. Some of our computers, I don't want to go through all of them in detail, but you can find all of them and some background information on them in our wiki. It's in Swedish, but just use Google Translate or something. So what's the problem? Well, the IT department is going to move to a new building at the end of this year, and we will lose our current rooms. They have so far been very generously providing rooms, electricity, and internet for us, but in the future we will ourselves need to finance them, and we need at least 60 square meters, better 150 square meters, so we can make use of the computers, because of course they take up a lot of space, and if you want to run them and work on them even more. And on top of the rent, of course, we have to finance the electricity and everything that comes with running a hackerspace, basically. But so far, unfortunately, there was no real interest from the university or from the municipality to further support us. So we're asking you for help. Please support us by becoming a member. For approximately 1,000 crowns per year, or 725 Danish crowns, or 97 euros, we can get about a square meter per year, but the membership fee is flexible. You can pay what you want, or donate, or help us find sponsors, or just tell others about our situation. Thanks, I hope you were interested in this. Please get in touch if you have questions, and thanks for coming.